you know, that you guys are mirror images, and a lot of times teams that are pressured defensive-wise don't necessarily like to trap or don't necessarily like to be trapped.
Yep.
And they just didn't see, I mean, you took them out of their element. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, you know, we didn't know enough about them. I don't know how much of a pressing team they are. And if you're not a pressing team to do that, it might be detrimental to them also. So, you know, that I don't know.
Yeah.
But, no, our guys hung tough, and it was a big win for us.
It was.
Yeah.
Was good. It was good.
It was fun.
Talk about the play of Mark Hogue. He came in, he lit it up tonight. Played pretty well.
He played very well, and in the first half, I thought he carried us for a stretch there. And that, it got us, I think it did a couple things. It got us back into the ball game, and I think it got the confidence level of the other guys up. And then we had some other guys step up and knock down some shots. So it was twofold. Getting us back into the ball game and raising our confidence was extremely big.
You guys have been down here before. You guys have played in these big games. What's the experience factor like?
Well, I think that helps. There's no doubt about that. And 2 years ago, the only one who played off of this squad would have been Mark, would have been like one of our six men coming off the bench. But, you know, we had one game down here against Pam on the Target Center shootout. So the kids were a little familiar with the floor. I think that's a plus. So now we get a rematch. They're an outstanding team.
Yeah.
And but hey, it's fun to have a chance.
No question.
Playing and that's.
So what do you do tomorrow? I mean, you guys stay down here, obviously.
Yep, we stay down here. We have a little practice time reserved, so
good.
We'll go over
good.
Some things tomorrow and then. You know, probably take them to Williams Arena because I'm sure there's some kids that have never been to Williams
Arena.
That's
amazing. Yeah.
And we'll watch a little basketball there and enjoy the experience.
Enjoy the ride.
How from the quarterfinals to the semifinals, they're on television. How are you gonna? You got extra timeouts. Then they're gonna break the flow. How are you gonna keep your kids into it?
It might help us a little bit because, you know, we're not real deep. And these guys are in very good shape. And, you know, our style of play, you know, we're not going to change. If I told them we weren't going to press, they'd look at me like I'm crazy. So, you know, the timeouts won't hurt us. But, again, on the other hand, it'll help the other team as well, too, just as far as the rest factor.
What has this season been like for you, you know, and for this team, and making it to the state?
Extremely enjoyable. I mean, last year, 2 years ago, when we were down here and lost in the state finals, we lost everybody and had no returning starters coming back. And last year, this group was all juniors, and they went 26-4 and got to the section final and lost to Pelican Rapids, and that was amazing. And I thought our regular season schedule this year was a little tougher with PIM, with transitions. I thought our mid-state conference was better overall. So I didn't think we could duplicate the record that we did last year. And they exceeded that. So I guess it's, I don't know, it's very difficult. They can't surprise me anymore. I mean, the things they've accomplished has been incredible. Plus the fact that, you know, not only are they good kids and work hard, but they're good kids off the floor, and their work ethic is second to none.
That makes it fun from a coach.